mind, I asked the question just a few moments ago. What's your favourite little town? We're blessed to have many great towns around WA. Hard to pick a favourite, but look, this next one, I'm going to be honest, is one that embarrassingly, I've never even been to. It's just been awarded the 2018 GWN7 Top Tourism Town Award. I speak of Carnarvon, and I have Carnarvon's Visitor Centre Coordinator, Stephanie Lecker, on the line. Stephanie, I suppose I should say congratulations first up.
Thank you. It's a pretty exciting award for our community, and yes, we're really, really happy about it. Yeah.
Well done. Look, I just mentioned there, I've never been to Carnarvon. What am I missing?
You're missing quite a lot. So there's quite a lot on offer in Carnarvon. We've got lots of space history, lots of natural attractions, lots of heritage, and a magnificent coastline as far north as Coral Bay, and also inland towards the Kennedy Ranges as well.
What sort of a tourism industry have you got there at the moment?
Yeah, no, certainly if people haven't been to Carnarvon, they should definitely be putting it on the bucket list.
Yep.
Yeah, there's quite a amazing things on offer. I think one of the things that is a huge highlight is that just north of Carnarvon, there's a magnificent snorkelling spot, which seems to be quite a top thing for many WA families.
Yep.
And it certainly gets missed, and it's a great little place to base yourself as a hub of the surrounding Gascoyne region.
I suppose it's one of those places, it's far enough away from Perth, too far to just make a short trip of it. Do you find most of your tourism traffic through there is people who are on their way to somewhere else further up the coast, or do they make it their go-to destination, you know, their end point, or are people just passing through there?
Certainly lots of people are, it's an en route destination sort of heading towards the Ningaloo Reef region.
Yep.
But recently with the announcement of Rex Regional Express travelling to Carnarvon, we just yesterday had some customers in the centre just saying just because of the cheap flight, the $199 one-way flight from Perth to Carnarvon, has brought them to travel up this far and experience the region. So you've got two car hire companies which people can use, pick up at the airport and explore the surrounding area.
Yeah, I was going to ask how important that is, getting that accessibility through one of the airlines, because obviously there's been a big push. We know this year a state government endorsement of the flights to Broome with Qantas, yep, I believe, chipping some money in there to make it cheaper for people to get there. You know, as someone who's trying to shout loudly for Carnarvon, does that kind of annoy you a little bit that other towns get preference over yours?
Yes, sometimes, but certainly with the new announcement of Rex Regional Express,
yep,
I heard from the Minister of Tourism in Perth, and definitely there's exciting things coming for our area with Rex now being announced.
Good stuff. Well, in terms of the award, that obviously just puts you on the map a little more. If I'm going to plan a trip to Carnarvon, Stephanie, how long should I allocate to a stopover in Carnarvon?
Well, we could easily say 3 to 4 days.
Yep.
But there is certainly enough to do to extend your stay up to a week.
Yep.
If you want to base yourself here and then spend a couple of days travelling along the coast up as far as Nauru, and then you've got your inland experiences towards the Kennedy and Gascoyne Junction region. So there's lots to do. It's a great little place to base yourself.
Fantastic. Well, I know you've been a real campaigner for Carnarvon, and probably played a huge role in getting this prize. So congratulations, and maybe I'll see you in Carnarvon one day.
Absolutely.
That's Stephanie Lecker from the Carnarvon Visitor Centre. She's the coordinator there. Carnarvon taking out the 2018 GWN7 Top Tourism Town Award.